Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This coming Sunday brings one of the sharpest, remarkable twists in the life of the church. As Jesus enters his holy city of Jerusalem, he is enjoying and receiving praise by all the people before the feast of Passover. They wave palm branches and sing, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." However, in only a few short days, such chants will cease, and they'll start to shout, "Crucify him, crucify him." When you consider the whole Bible, palms held an even greater distinction at another ancient annual Jewish festival, the Feast of Tabernacles, or Tents. All Jewish men were required to celebrate the feast in person every year in Jerusalem to remember how God provided for Israel during the 40 years in the wilderness. During this feast, they came with leafy boughs and palms, and they lived in tents. It's similar to how some of us might have gone camping in a tent for a week during the summer. In this way, the people of God remembered how God provided for his people in the wilderness. He gave them manna, meat, and water. Unlike Passover in the spring, the Feast of Tabernacles occurred in the fall, usually in late September and early October, close to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. On this day, the high priest would take two goats. One would have all the sins of the people confessed over its head and be released as the scapegoat. The other goat was sacrificed, and the high priest took that blood when he entered the most holy place to place it on the mercy seat. During the Feast of Atonement and Tabernacle, the Israelites remembered their unfaithfulness and rebellion against God in the desert. Further, they knew that most of the first generation who exited Egypt never entered the Promised Land. When Israel camped in Jerusalem every year, they not only remembered their past failures and sin, but beyond that, they remembered all that God's wonderful and generous provision had done. Their sandals never wore out. They ate manna and meat, and they had water every day. Moses said, "And you shall take on the first day the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees and boughs of leafy trees and willows of brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord. You shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year." On Palm Sunday, you are given a palm, not primarily to remember Palm Sunday, but to joyously celebrate your victory in Christ today and every day. We know we are on the verge of Holy Week. Yes, we know we will witness our Lord's institution of his supper, battling Satan in the Garden of Gethsemane, and being betrayed by Judas. We will also witness Good Friday in Christ's suffering and passion. But we always remember why Jesus does all of this, to give each of us an eternal victory. "Therefore, wave your palms now," as St. John shares in his Revelation vision of heaven. There all the saints will hold palm branches in their hands with white robes, washed in the blood of the Lamb, crying, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." It's not uncommon for us to each feel naked and alone at times in our life. But remember, you are brightly clothed as the saints in heaven because you are baptized and covered in Jesus' blood and righteousness. We think back to Adam and Eve, how they were ashamed and naked after they sinned, grabbing for leafy fig leaves. God eventually covered them with skins and forgave their sin. It's never comfortable to be naked at any time or in any weather. But remember, Jesus was stripped naked by Roman soldiers and beaten for us. They even placed a purple robe on him and crowned him with a crown of thorns. Shortly thereafter, he was shamefully hung naked on a cross so that you and I never face this eternal nakedness and shame. That is why you will be given a palm branch on Palm Sunday. Very soon, other leafy plants, especially Easter lilies, will be cast around this altar as well. Such greenery always symbolizes rest and beauty, peace and tranquility for the people of God. Many of you still provide greenery and flowers for God's house to joyfully celebrate people, family, God's gifts of life or anniversary. Palms and green symbolize life and strength, and baptismal white robes are your covering. In the Song of Solomon, the palm tree is referred to as a symbol of strength, vigorous life, and abundance. Well, in the hot Mediterranean climate, the shade of a palm offered relief from the direct heat of the sun. Palms were also carved in the walls of Solomon's temple. Rest today and recline joyfully, baptized and clothed in the white robes that we have through Christ's blood. That's why you hold the palm branches in your hands. You're baptized into Jesus Christ and washed in his blood. And even though we all face sickness, disease, death, despite all of the hardships that we face every day, the victory is yours. The victory is yours in Jesus Christ. Your eternal victory is won by Jesus. We know this, and we look forward to it at the other end of Passover. As we close our meditation, remember, even if your life drastically turns upside down from the thrill of victory to the agony of defeat, remember you always hold the ultimate victory. Jesus Christ is why we hold the palms. And in Jesus you are baptized and given robes washed by his blood. So never lose heart. You are always his child, protected under his heavenly wings. That's his promise. Celebrate the thrill of victory this day, knowing that the agony of defeat never lasts. Amen.